The water pavilion in Kiryat Tivon Park is called Appearing Rooms. It's the work of the young Danish artist Jeppe Hein, who now lives and works in Berlin. Born in Copenhagen in 1974, Hein is one of the internationally best-known artists of his generation. His works seem to live a life of their own. With the aid of natural elements such as water, light and air, everyday objects like neon tubes, benches and mirrors, and using mechanical devices, Hein creates constantly changing interactive objects that surprise the viewer while simultaneously directing his or her attention to the surroundings. Hein's interest in the mutability of form and his wish for the viewer to interact with the installation manifest themselves in nearly all of his art. A mobile wall pushes its way through the gallery space. A bench enshrouds its user in fog. An interactive fountain shoots streams of water through the air, seemingly at random. One of these fountains is Appearing Rooms. It is a programmable water pavilion with a labyrinthine structure constructed of four outer walls of water. Four more water walls further subdivide the interior, creating again several smaller rooms. The walls of water rise and fall, open and close again at 10-second intervals, describing various new spatial configurations before altering their form and appearance yet again. Visitors can enter the water pavilion and go from room to room within this structure. They find themselves in a constantly changing array of new spaces inside, then suddenly be outside the structure once again, without having any control over the process. Jeppe Hein's sculptures are reminiscent of the minimal art movement that developed in the United States in the 1960s, both in their evocation of simple geometric forms and in their interactive relationship with the viewer on the other hand. Donald Judd's cubes too demand to be viewed in the round before their complete form can be understood. The work presents a challenge, not just to the viewer's glance, but to his body, a call for more intensive perception. Hein makes use of the same principle, but takes it a step further in eliciting a physical response. Joy and curiosity, amazement and surprise, are not created by a final, autonomous reality of the artwork, but through a dynamic, constantly changing process. In this spirit, Appearing Rooms can be considered a social sculpture, exhilaratingly and playfully inserting both artwork and viewer into the daily life of the Bürgerpark.